Okay. The, did you ever have a fireplace?
Never lived in a house with a fireplace.
Oh boy, two or three fireplace questions. Those will give it a go. The, what do you call, I mean, these are, again, really obvious. Do you have any, what's your usual term for the thing that conducts the smoke from the, it's usually built on the outside of the house, conducts the smoke from the fireplace up to the air?
The chimney or the flue? Is that what you're
asking?
That's
exactly what I was after.
We call them chimneys.
Okay, is there a distinction between a chimney and a flue?
Well, I can't say.
Not in my mind.
All right. The, what do you call a place, either where the fire is? The definition differs, but it's either the place where the fire is, or some people call it right in front of the fireplace. What do you call that? I don't know which which is your definition, so I don't know.
I'm not sure I understood your question, but right in front of a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
The hearth, I guess.
Yeah, is that what you'd say?
I would, yes.
What's the word again?
Hearth.
Okay.
H-E-A-R-T-H.
Yeah, but some folks call it different.
I wanted to get your pronunciation. What's your definition of the hearth? Because I'm not sure. In fact, I found my wife last night was listening to the interview, and she says, that's not what a hearth is at all. Is it the area in front, you think, of a fireplace? Or?
Well, I think of it as that, and yet the expression of in front of the hearth is common, so that would carry with it the thought of the fireplace itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really not sure. I didn't bother to look it up once.
I didn't either. I had never thought about it.
What do you call the things, the metal things that you lay the wood on to burn?
Well, in the stove, wood burning stove, they call it the grates.
Uh-huh.
They're similar in a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
but whether the special name, if they have one, I don't know.
They call them grates.
Call them grates. Even if you have two separate things that have a not a full grate where it's under the whole log, but it's just you lay the logs across a couple of supports like this. Do you have a name for that? You ever heard the term andirons or?
I've heard the term, but I never didn't really know what they were.
Okay. again, that varies. We find some people will get dog irons and fire dog and. What about the shelf over top of the fireplace where you may put the clock or something?
That's
the
mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's the mantle.
Okay. Did you ever have a term for either a fireplace or a stove where you had a big log in the back that sort of threw out a lot of heat and kept the fire going? Any kind of a term for that?
I don't know what it'd be.
You never heard of a back log or anything like that?
Only in work.
Yeah. I never heard of it either until I...
No.
What about the little wood that you use to light the fire? The small wood that's easy to start?
Call that kindling.
Okay. What do you call the black stuff that's a residue of a fire?
Charcoal.
Well, just the stuff made of rub off on your hands. Makes the fireplace black.
Ashes.
Soot.
Okay. I wanted both ashes and soot, and I got both. What am I sitting in right now?
You're sitting in a rocking chair.
Okay. Do you have a general term to describe everything in this room?
Call it furniture.
Okay. That's the only term you'd use is furniture.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. What would you call that piece of furniture there?
Oh, sofa.
Okay. You wouldn't call it anything else.
Sometimes you call it the davenport.
Is there any difference, or